found only a minority of organizations said they expected they would be ready in time. And we found that organizations are not entirely clear what exactly they're going to do, but they are aware that it's a good thing. So everybody appears to welcome the process. Everybody appears to want to meet the objectives, but people are having great difficulty finding out how to meet.
Why are they having trouble meeting it? What's unclear?
The words continuous monitoring make sense to people. But we asked them more specifically, okay, well, what technologies are you going to use? We found there was no single technology or area that more than half of people said they were going to use. We asked them, okay, are you going to do continuous monitoring of intrusion detection? Are you going to do it on event management? Right? These are well-known security technology categories. Are you going to do it for vulnerability management? And we got no more than 50% on anything, meaning people are aware of the objective, but when you map it down to practical technical concerns, people don't even agree on which technologies they're going to do the continuous monitoring in.
Is that just because this is new and complicated, or is it because there's not good enough guidance, maybe from OMB or DHS? Give me a sense of why.
OMB and DHS have been doing some very good leading thinking here. Some of the work that's gone into the FISMA mandates is quite sophisticated, but the arena is very, very complicated. So there does appear to be agreement that what we need to do is get what those with military background would call situational awareness. But it's not a well-settled question how to do that. We spend a lot of time working with organizations trying to help them understand how to integrate all the data from all the various data silos. Most organizations have mountains of facts, but turning that mountain of facts into intelligence or situational awareness, that's really where the challenge is today.
Yeah, if I may comment on that, this is John Cassiano. One of the problems is that there is no agreed-upon definition of what continuous monitoring is. Some people think it's watching packets as they transit the enterprise in real time. Others believe, and I think that's where the NIST guidance comes down, that continuous monitoring is something you do of the whole IT enterprise, but you do it, in essence, offline so that you identify where your holes are, what your greatest vulnerabilities and threats are. And that's one of the problems, in addition to beyond that, training. How do we train people to be sensitive to this particular problem?
John, from your experience, give me a sense of whether with DOD or with other clients you work with, where are they focusing around continuous monitoring?
You know, unfortunately, I don't see a whole lot of focus on continuous monitoring, at least of the kind that's done offline, that looks at the whole IT enterprise, identifies threats and vulnerabilities and prioritizes them from a management standpoint. A lot of enterprises are still in the tracking down work tickets mode. Vulnerability pops up, a zero-day worm, malware or whatever, and they go after that. But that's not continuous monitoring.
This is Mike. I'll jump in there as well. You can think of this like fire prevention. A lot of people, when trying to figure out, okay, how are we going to assess how well we can control fires, a lot of people invest a lot of effort in fire alarms. And that's a sensible thing to do, right? You do need fire alarms. You do need ways to live sense what's going on. That is part of the FISMA story. But, of course, the point of these mandates is to reduce the total number of fires, not to just get really, really good at detecting them. That is, you've got to be thinking about fire prevention, not just fire alarms.
I think that's actually a very interesting analogy. What was the biggest surprise, then, when you look at your survey results?
So overall, the survey did say that most organizations don't feel they'll be ready. We got about 45% of responses from different agencies. 45% said they expect they'll meet the deadline. So the majority thought they would not. But that's not the only point here. I want to follow on with one more. We then took that number and said, well, that's interesting, but let's look at that by job function. And we actually found that the more senior people were in an organization, the more pessimistic they were about being able to meet the standards. And that certainly surprised me. We actually got all the way down to when we're talking to CIOs, CISOs, or VPs of IT, people are sort of very much at the top of the pyramid looking at all this IT infrastructure and with the mandate to go and prevent fires. We got all the way down to 28% said they expect they'll be able to meet the burden. Whereas the individual practitioners were more like 50-50. Now, what that says to me, it's a surprising result, but it appears to say that there are groups inside the organization who feel like they got it well under control, but other groups who don't. And as you go up the pyramid and you've got the people trying to integrate it all and trying to figure out whether we're doing reasonable fire prevention, they can see that they have teams who are just not there yet. And so they give us this much, much lower score of well under a third of them almost down to a quarter of them think they'll be ready. That was a surprise.
So, Mike, when you go to your customers, what are they telling you about continuous monitoring?
Very much reflected in what we saw in the survey as well, that there is strong awareness that this is the right thing to be doing. Very few people tell me, oh, this is just one of those paperwork exercises, that it's all just overhead.
This is John. I would add that, you know, the magnitude of the task really requires some kind of automation. I mean, if you've got over 100 or over 1,000 devices on your enterprise, there's no way you can manually do that and do it in a continuous way. You've got to have some kind of automated tools, of which there are several out there, that take a snapshot of your enterprise and identify where you're deviating from policy, where you're deviating from known threats and vulnerabilities. And so it gives you the management data to make decisions as to how you're going to apply your resources. It's kind of like flying blind.
I'll amplify that as well. This is Mike. This is an excellent point that, you know, the attackers are also using automation. So if you think about the adversaries, they have actually very, very good automation tools for discovering weaknesses in the defenses. So you really have to use automation to even be able to keep up with the things that are causing all the breaches, that are causing all this activity in the first place. There's no point showing up with a knife to a gunfight.
Agencies jump in there and say, okay, well, we want to use automation. But as your survey shows, they're not even sure where to put the automation. As you said earlier, Mike, intrusion detection protection systems, security event information management, network security device configuration audit tools, vulnerability assessment solutions, where do you put them? Do you put it across everything? Give me a sense of what should agencies who are not maybe in a good spot for the deadline, what can they do to prepare for it?
The real issue here is to think about data integration. That was the point about seeing piles of flammable material next to the lift shaft. That's where people need to focus. Not so much that compliance should cause you to buy a new security defense. You should be building out the security defenses that you need to defend your agency. And that's what I find most agencies are doing. They just all do different things because they have different requirements. Some people have truly mission-critical requirements, other people, you know, where people can die if there's an incident, and other organizations have stronger privacy concerns. And so the actual technologies they use can differ a little bit for very legitimate reasons. But what I would encourage any agency to do is to think about data integration, how to make sure that what you're doing to secure yourself just automatically generates the output that will get you through compliance. That is possible with the automation John was talking about earlier, this idea that you can get automation software that will harvest data from all of the technologies you use, integrate it all together, and then identify whether or not there's a major risk.